那么到底受洗有什么意义？
So what is the meaning of baptism?
然后在新约圣经里面提到两个礼仪。
The New Testament mentions two sacraments.
一个是主餐。
One is the Lord's Supper.
另外是洗礼。
And the other is baptism.
然后这两个礼仪都不是得救的条件。
These are not conditions of salvation.
但却是很重要。
But they are very important.
然后这两个礼仪跟一个基督徒的属灵生命有密切的关系。
These two sacraments have a very close relationship with a Christian's spiritual life.
那么守主餐是目的就是要提醒我们神伟大的爱。
Receiving the Lord's Supper is meant to remind us of God's great love.
那把他的独生儿子被钉死在十字架上。
And that his son was crucified for us.
赎清了我们的罪。
And redeemed us, redeemed our sins.
然后除此之外，主餐也提醒我们，主耶稣有一天会来审判这个世界。
In addition to this, the Lord's Supper also reminds us that Jesus will come back one day to judge the world.
那至于洗礼的意义是什么？
And so what is the meaning of baptism?
然后圣经说一个人如果信耶稣得救必须要受洗。
The Bible says that if a person has believed and accepted Jesus as his Savior, he should be baptized.
然后根据马可福音第一章第九节到第十一节说，
In Mark chapter 1 verses 9 to 11 it says,
那时耶稣从加利利的拿撒勒来，在约旦河里受了约旦的洗。他从水里一上来就看见天裂开了，圣灵仿佛鸽子降在他身上。
At that time, Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan.As Jesus was coming up out of the water, he saw heaven being torn open and the Spirit descending on him like a dove.
又有声音从天上来说，你是我的爱子，我喜悦你。
And a voice came from heaven, You are my son, whom I love, with you I am well pleased.
然后虽然主耶稣是神，他也受施洗约翰的洗。
And even though Jesus is God, he still was baptized by John the Baptist.
那给我们留下一个榜样。
To leave an example for us.
主耶稣不止自己受洗。
Not only did Jesus himself get baptized.
他也吩咐所有相信耶稣得救的人要受洗。
He also gave the command that all of those who believe in Jesus should be baptized.
那么在主耶稣还没有被升天之前，他吩咐门徒说
：“Before Jesus ascended into heaven, he told his disciples,
天下地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me.
所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守我。”就常与你们同在，直到世世代代，世界的末日。
Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age.
这个是神的给我们的大使命。
This is the Great Commission.
我们必须要向普天下的人去传福音。
We should spread the gospel to every person, every nation.
然后使到他们相信并且受洗。
And so that they may believe and be baptized.
那不止圣经教导我们要为那些得救的人受洗。
And the Bible doesn't only talk about those who are saved should be baptized.
然后信了耶稣的人必须要加入教会。
It also says that those who have believed in Jesus should join a church.
成为家里教会的一个成员
，and become part of a church family.
所以我勉励这三位姐妹，当她们受洗之后
，and so I encourage these three sisters after they're baptized.
她们必须要加入一个教会
，they should join a church.
成为教会的一个成员
，and become part of the church family.
因为在《使徒行传》第二章第四十一节到四十二节说
，Because it says in Acts 2 verses 41 to 42,
一次领受他话的人就受了洗， 那一天门徒也添了3000人，都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接掰饼祈祷。
Those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer.
这些经文说明有3000人信了耶稣。
In this verse, it shows that 3,000 people believed in Jesus.
并且加入教会。
And they joined the church.
一同遵守神的话语。
And all together they, follow God's word.
彼此交接掰饼并且祷告。
And they met together and they broke bread and prayed.
所以主耶稣为我们的罪被钉死在十字架上。
Jesus was crucified for our sins.
埋葬三天后从死里复活过来。
He was buried and 3 days later he came back to life.
成就了神的救恩。
And he accomplished God's salvation.
圣经说因着信一个人得到拯救。
The Bible says that a person can be saved through faith.
因此我们在基督里是一个新造的人。
And so we are a new creation in Jesus Christ.
然后旧的事情都过去了，一切都是新的了。
The old is passed away, all is new.
所以这三位姐妹，她们旧的已经过去了。
And so for these three sisters, the old has all passed away now.
她们拥有一个新的生命。
And they will always have a new life.
一个人接受洗礼。表示他的罪与基督一起埋葬。
For a person to be baptized expresses that or shows that their sin has been buried with Jesus.
与罪脱离了这个关系。
And they have broken off all connection with sin.
就好像一个死去的人一样。
Just like a person who's died.
被埋在泥土里。
And has been buried in the earth.
与这个世界脱离了关系。
They have broken off all connection with this world.
华人有一句俗语说
There's a Chinese saying that says,
一个死去的人说是已逝长辞。
We say that a person who's died has departed from the world forever.
那么从这个受洗的角度来看
And so when speaking of baptism,
一个受洗的人等于已罪长辞。
From the perspective of baptism, a person who's been baptized has departed from sin forever.
那么洗礼虽然是一个仪式。
Although, baptism is a ceremony.
但是有它的意义在里面。
But it has a true meaning in it.
所以当一个人被浸在水里的时候。
When a person is placed into the water.
然后代表他的罪跟耶稣一同埋葬。
It represents that his sin has been buried with Jesus.
不再受到这个罪的捆绑和辖制。
And he is no longer bound or controlled by sin.
然后受洗最中心的一个信息就是基督徒要活出一个新生的样式。
The most central message of baptism is that a Christian should live out a new life.
一个信了耶稣的人生命必要改变。
A person who's believed in Jesus must have change in their life.
那如果一个人说他已经信了耶稣。
If a person says, I've already accepted Jesus.
但是生命没有改变。
But his life has no change.
等于没有信，没有得到拯救。
It means that he doesn't have true faith and, or true salvation.
所以保罗在哥林多后书第五章第十七节说。
So Paul in 2 Corinthians 5:17 says,
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come.
那么同时保罗也在加拉太书第六章第十五节说
In the same way, Paul in Galatians 6:15 says,
受割礼不受割礼都无关紧要。要紧的就是做新造的人。
Neither circumcision nor uncircumcision means anything. What counts is a new creation.
或者从新约的角度来看。
From the point of view of the New Testament.
我可以把它读成这样。
I can read it this way.
受洗礼或不受洗礼都无关紧要。 要紧的就是做一个新造的人。
Neither being baptized or not being baptized, doesn't mean anything. What counts is a new creation.
然后加拉太书第二章第二十节说
And in Galatians 2:20 it says,
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活。他是爱我，为我舍己。
I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
让我们为这三位姐妹祷告。
Let's pray for these three sisters.
全能的天父上帝，我们在你的面前，我们要献上感谢。
Dear Heavenly Father, we come and offer our thanksgiving to you.
感谢这三位姐妹能够认识你。
We're so thankful that these three sisters came to know you.
感谢你恩待他们。
Thank you for having mercy on them.
让他们能够认识主耶稣。
So that they could know the Lord Jesus.
罪得到赦免。
And their sins could be forgiven.
我们在这里要向你祷告。
We come here before you to pray.
求主你在他们前面的日子。
So that in their future days.
坚固他们的信心。
Strengthen their faith.
保守他们的心怀意念。
Protect their hearts.
赐给他们在生活里面有平安有喜乐。
And give them peace and joy in their lives.
也求主你保守他们从魔鬼撒旦来的试探还有攻击。
And protect them from the attacks and temptations of Satan.
让他们能够在你的面前活出一个美好的见证。
So that they may live out a pleasing testimony to you in their lives.
也让他们忠心的来跟随主耶稣。
And that they may be devoted in following Jesus.
当他们在生活里面遇到困难的时候，
When they encounter difficulties in their lives,
求主你赐给他们力量。
We ask, Lord, that you give them strength.
主啊，求你的恩惠还有你的慈爱随着他们。
May your love and mercy always follow them.
我们将祷告奉耶稣的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.